And I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Palestinians flee Jabalayev refugee camp as Israeli troops launch new operations in northern Gaza. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports.
In a video captured by the AP, you can see groups of men, women, and children walking along the streets, surrounded by flattened buildings and concrete slabs. They made their way on foot, on donkey carts, or in cars piled high with mattresses and other belongings. Israeli forces have repeatedly raided Jabalia, a refugee camp that has turned into a densely built urban district over the past 7 months. Fighting renewed there this month when Israel said Hamas fighters had regrouped in the area. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
More than 300 people and over 1,100 houses were buried by a massive landslide that leveled a remote village in northern Papua New Guinea, according to local media. Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang has more.
The Australian Broadcasting Corporation said the landslide has blocked highway access, making helicopters the only way to reach the area. It said emergency teams had reached the sparsely populated area where the death toll is expected to rise. Papua New Guinea's Prime Minister James Marape said disaster officials, the Defence Force and other officials are assisting with relief and recovery efforts.
Ryan Chang from Reuters. Police in India say that at least 27 people, including children, have been killed in a major fire at an amusement park. The blaze broke out Saturday at the park in the western city of Rashkot in the Gujarat state. A police officer said that the bodies were difficult to identify. Another police officer said that the fire was under control and the cause was under investigation. The amusement park was privately owned, and Police Commissioner Raju Bhargava said that authorities will file a case of negligence against the owner. For additional stories, visit our